I think that something like 10 years would be excessive in this case, not because human life isn't valuable, not because people weren't ripped from their loved ones, not because, as you pointed out, as Lucas pointed out, his family has some ability to visit him and interact with him, that he's not totally ripped from their world as the decedents were here. Not because of that, but because to incarcerate someone for a decade makes it almost impossible for them to re-enter into society, to rehabilitate themselves in society. And I think the statistics, which I'm sure you're aware of, show that after, you know, I think it's 5 or 7 years, the re-entry into society is markedly different. I don't think that Mr. Adana requires the full weight of a potential sentence to be adequately punished for what he did. I think he will continue to punish himself, whether it's incarcerated or on probation.
And in all fairness, the bottom guidelines would have been 22 years, right?
I agree with that, Judge. And that's why I said what I said to you about recognizing that we're already at an improved situation here, but I don't know how much weight, additional weight you should factor into that, because that was part of the calculus between the state and defenses for the merits of the case. I mean, you can consider all of those things. But I think the concession was on the facts of the case, maybe not the merits of the individual. I don't know. That would be something for the state to articulate differently. My point is just focusing on Mr. Adana and his individualized need for punishment. I don't feel that 10 years is necessary to affect the punishment aspect of this. And I think that there's probation is a kind of punishment. And probation and rehabilitation, so ordered as far as drug treatment, those are things that improve society net overall. And probation is not an easy road to walk. It's not an easy road to walk when you're now a convicted felon and you have difficulty finding employment. It's not an easy road to walk at the best of circumstances. So if he can navigate a decade of probation, then I think that he should be given the chance to show that he is deserving of some degree of second chance, and some degree of step down punishment from up to a decade in prison. I think he should be given a chance respectfully to do the probation. And should he fail in probation, then the full weight of these charges is resurrected. The initial agreement here doesn't cap you in any way. Were he to violate probation, he's close to 16 plus years of prison. So essentially the life sentence hangover is that he's 50 now, he'd be between 55 and 60 something when he gets out, and were he to violate probation, he would essentially be facing a lifetime in prison. So for those reasons, Judge, we're asking you to not impose the full range, but to do something closer to 4 years and give him a more lengthy period of time on probation so that he can demonstrate the sincerity of what he said and put some of his words into action. It is one thing to say, though, it's another thing to live them day in, day out for 10 plus years. So we ask for that chance, Judge.
And so, Mr. Delgado, Mr. Donovan, what I want you to, and I also that I got that point across probably as well as I should have. I absolutely agree that he is incredibly remorseful. That night, however, he was concerned about himself. He was not concerned about the three individuals who were laying in the room. All of us came on that day, and that's what the court thing that I pointed out that she deputy was his actions were pretty negative. Thank you all for this hearing.
Thank you.